Next Chapter Podcasts.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Lolly Focus Pops or Lolly Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Next Chapter Podcasts presents the Play On podcast series, Macbeth. Episode 3, The Devil's Other Name. For the best listening experience, be sure to use your headphones or earbuds, and don't forget to wash your hands.
Indeed, if a man were a porter of Hell Gate, he should have plenty of key turning to do here. Knock, knock, knock. Who in the name of Beelzebub is there? Here's a greedy farmer who tripled his prices, then hanged himself when the grain became cheap. Come in, Father Time. Have handkerchiefs about you, for here you'll sweat like hell. Knock, knock. Who's there in the devil's other name? Faith. Here's a lawyer who could swear against the scales of justice on either side, who lied enough for God's sake, yet could not lie to God. Oh, come in, Father Equivocator. Knock, knock, knock. Who's there? Faith! Here's a dodgy English tailor come hither for stealing the crotch from a French panty. Come in, tailor. Here, you may cook your carrot. Knock, knock. Never stays quiet. What are you? But this place is too cold for hell. I'll devil porter it no more. I had thought to have let in some from all professions that go down the primrose path to the devil's everlasting bonfire.
Porter!
Let us in!
Anon! Anon! Let me come. I pray you remember the porter.
Was it so late, friend, before you went to bed, that you do delay so long?
Faith, sir, we were carousing till a second cock crows. And drink, sir, is a great provoker of three things.
What three things does drink especially provoke?
Oh, why, sir, bright red nose painting, deep sleep, and urine. Oh. Now, lechery, it provokes and unprovokes. It provokes the desire, but it takes away the performance. Therefore, much drink may be said to be an equivocator with lechery. It makes him and it mars him. It sets him on and takes him off. It persuades him and disheartens him, makes him stand to and not stand to. In conclusion, equivocates him into laying and giving him the lie, leaves him.
I believe drink gave thee the lie last night.
That it did, sir. It gripped me by the throat. But I threw him up for his lie, and I think being too strong for him, though he took my legs from under me, yet I made a shift to cock him out.
Is thy master stirring?
There he is.
Our knocking has awakened him. Here he comes.
Good morrow, noble sir.
Good morrow, both.
Is the king stirring, worthy thane?
Not yet.
He did command me to call on him early. I've almost missed the hour.
I'll bring you to him.
I know this is a joyful trouble to you, but yet 'tis one.
Ah, the labor we delight in pacifies pain. This is the door.
I must be so bold to call, for my time here is appointed.
Goes the king hence today?
He does. He did expect to.
The night has been unruly. Where we lay, our chimneys were blown down, and as they say, lamentings heard in the air, strange screams of death and prophesying with terrible sounds, dreadful commotions and confused events. Newly hatched by woeful nature, an owl clamored the livelong night. Some say the earth was feverish and did shake.
'Twas a rough night.
My young remembrance has no memory to parallel it.
Oh, horror. 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 Tongue nor heart cannot conceive, nor name thee.
Well, what's the matter?
Confusion now hath made his masterpiece. Most sacrilegious murder hath broke ope the Lord's anointed temple and stolen thence the life of the building.
What is you say? The life?
Mean you his majesty?
Enter his chamber and shatter your sight with a new monster. Do not bid me speak. See, and then speak yourselves. Awake! Awake! Ring the alarm bell, murder and treason! Banquo! Malcolm! Awake!
What's the matter?
Shake off this downy sleep, death's imposter, and look on death itself. Up, up, and see the last judgment's form. Malcolm! Banquo! As from your graves, rise up and walk like ghosts to aptly face this horror. Ring the bell!
What's the business that such a hideous trumpet calls to alarm the sleepers of the house? Speak! Speak!
Oh, gentle lady, 'tis not for you to hear what I must speak. The repetition in a woman's ear would murder her to know it. Oh, Banquo! Banquo! Our royal master's murdered!
Alas! What? In our house?
Too cruel anywhere. Dear Duff, I pray thee contradict thyself and say it is not so.
Had I but died an hour before this chance, I had lived a blessed life. For from this instant there's nothing serious in mortality. All is but toys. Renown and grace is dead. The wine of life is drained, and the mere dregs are left for bitter boasting.
What is amiss?
You are Malcolm, and do not know it. The spring, the head, the fountain of your blood is stopped. The very source of it is stopped.
Your royal father's murdered.
No. By whom?
His two chambermen, it would seem, had done it. Their hands and faces were all badged with blood. So were their daggers, which, unwiped, we found upon their pillows. They stared, gripped by madness. No man's life was to be trusted with them.
Yet I do repent me of my fury that I did kill them.
Why did you do so?
Who can be wise, amazed, temperate and furious, loyal and neutral in such a moment? No man. The swift voyage of my violent love outran that pauser, reason. Here lay Duncan, his silver skin laced with his golden blood and his gashed stabs like sweet nature broken open for ruin's wasteful entrance. There, the murderers, steeped in the colors of their trade, their daggers, now cowards' tools, breached with gore. Who'd refrain that had a heart to love and in that heart courage to kill for love?
Heaven help me! Oh!
My lady. Look to the lady.
No.
Why do I hold my tongue? So they may claim I put them up to it? What can be spoken here, where my fate, hid in a witch's eye, may blink and seize me? I'll away. My tears are not yet brewed, nor my strong sorrow for my father ready to be expressed.
Look to the lady! And when our hearts and bodies are shielded from painful exposure, let us meet and question this most bloody piece of work to know it further. Fears and doubts shake us. In the great hand of God I stand, and thence, against the yet unknown motives, I fight to right treason's malice.
And so do I.
So all.
Let's briefly put on manly readiness, and once armed, I'll meet in the hall.
Agreed.
What will I do? I'll not unite with them. To show an unfelt sorrow is a task which the false man does easy. I'll to England. This murderous shaft that shot has not yet landed, and my safest way is to avoid the aim. Therefore, to horse, and I'll be robust in my leave-taking. Quick, slip away. There's warrant in that theft which steals itself when there's no mercy left. Yeah.
Here within all my young time, I have seen hours dreadful and things strange, but this sore night has beaten former knowings.
Ah, good Lennox. Thou sees the heavens as troubled with man's act threatens his bloody stage. By the clock, 'tis day, and yet dark night strangles sun's warm light. Is it night's great power, or day's dire shame, that Duncan's dark death does the earth entomb when light should kiss it awake?
'Tis unnatural, even like the deed that's done. On Tuesday last, a falcon soaring in her place of pride was stalked and killed by a mouse-hunting owl.
And Duncan's horses, a thing most strange and certain, beauteous and swift, the favored of their race, turned wild in nature, broke their stalls, flung out, rebelling against obedience as if they'd make war with mankind.
'Tis said they ate each other.
They did so, to the amazement of mine eyes that looked upon. Here comes the good Macduff. How goes the world, sir, now?
Can you not see?
Is known who did this more than bloody deed?
Those that Macbeth have slain.
Oh, wretched day. What good could they pretend?
None. They were paid. Malcolm, the king's own son, is stolen away and fled, which puts upon him suspicion of the deed.
Against nature still. Greedy ambition that will devour its own source of life. Then 'tis likely the sovereignty will fall upon Macbeth.
He is already named, and gone to Scone to be invested for coronation.
Where's Duncan's body?
Carried to Combkill, the sacred storehouse of his predecessors and guardian of their bones.
Will you to Scone?
No, cousin. I'll to Fife.
Well, I will go to Scone.
Well, may you see things well done there. Adieu, lest our old rule prove easier than our new.
Farewell, Lennox.
God's blessing go with you, and with those that would make good of bad and friends of foes.
Seeking the truth never gets old. Introducing June's Journey, the free-to-play mobile game that will immerse you in a thrilling murder mystery. Join June Parker as she uncovers hidden objects and clues to solve her sister's death in a beautifully illustrated world set in the roaring 20s. With new chapters added every week, the excitement never ends. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.
You have it now, King Caldor.
blondes, all as the weird women promised, and I fear you pleaded most foully for it. Yet it was said it should not crown your future heirs, but that myself should be the root and father of many kings. If there come truth from them as upon you, Macbeth, their speeches shine. Why, by the verities on you made true, may they not be my oracles as well, and raise my royal hopes? But hush, no more.
Here's our chief guest.
If he had been forgotten, it had been as a gap in our great feast, a thing all too unbecoming.
Tonight we hold a stately supper, sir, and I'll request your presence.
Let your highness command me. As it is to you, my duties are with a most indissoluble tie forever knit.
Ride you this afternoon?
Aye, my good lord.
We should have else desired your good advice, which is, as always, both grave and prosperous in today's council, but we'll wait till morrow. Is it far your ride?
As far, my lord, as will fill up the time twixt this and supper. If my horse goes not faster, I may become a borrower of the night for a dark hour or two.
Fail not our feast.
My lord, I will not.
Oh, we hear our bloody cousin Malcolm ran off, lodged in England, not confessing his cruel patricide, filling his hearers with invented tales. But of that tomorrow, when besides we will speak matters of state concerning both. How you to horse? Adieu. Till you return at night. Goes Fleance with you?
Aye, my good lord. Our time does call upon us.
I wish your horse is swift and sure of foot. And so I do deliver you to their backs. Farewell. Let every man be master of his time till 7 tonight to give our guests the sweeter welcome. We keep to ourself alone till supper time.
My lord.
God be with you. Here, boy. A word with you. Await those men our pleasure.
They do, my lord, outside the palace gate.
Bring them before us. To be crowned is nothing but to be safely so. Our fears in Banquo stick deep, and in his most royal nature reigns that which would be feared. 'Tis much he dares, and to that dauntless temper of his mind he hath a wisdom that doth guide his valor to act in safety. He is the one man whose being I do fear, and under him my guiding spirit is rebuked, as Mark Antony's was by Caesar. He scoffed when those spirits spun the name of king on me and bade them speak to him. Then prophet-like they hailed him father to a line of kings. Upon my head they placed a childless crown and put a barren scepter in my grip, thence to be wrenched with an unlineal hand, no son of mine succeeding. If it be so, for Banquo's issue have I fouled my mind. For them, the gracious Duncan, have I murdered, placed bitter hate in my vessel of peace. Only for them, and my immortal soul given to Satan, man's common enemy, to make them kings, the seeds of Banquo, kings. Rather than so, come, fate, into the fray, and champion me even to my death. Who's there?
My lord.
Now, go to the door. Stay there till we call. Was it not yesterday we spoke together?
It was, so please, your highness.
Well then, now have you considered what I have said? Know that it was he in the times past which made you so unfortunate, which you thought had been my innocent self. This I made good to you in our last conference, proved beyond a doubt to you how he made you believe his false promises, how betrayed the tools he used to shape them, and all things else that might make a half-wit and a mind half-crazed say, thus did Banquo.
You made it known to us.
I did so, and went further, which is now the point of this second meeting. Does your patience so prevail over your nature that you would let this go? Does your gospel preach you pray for this good man and his child, whose heavy hand hath bent you early to your grave, made your kin beggars forever?
We are men, my liege.
Aye, in the catalogue, you go for men. as hounds and greyhounds, mongrels, spaniels, curs, shags, water rugs, and demi-wolves are called all by name of dogs. But the list of worth distinguishes the swift, the slow, the subtle, the housekeeper, the hunter. Everyone according to the gift which bounteous nature hath thus bound him, whereby he does receive particular merits from that docket that writes them all alike, and so of men. Now, if you have earned a place in that file, not in the worst rank of manhood, let's say, then I will plant that business in your bosoms, whose execution takes your enemy off, clutches you to the heart and love of us, who wear our health uncertain in his life, which in his death were perfect.
I am one, my liege, whom the vile blows and beatings of the world hath so enraged that I am reckless what I do to spite the world.
And I another, so weary with disasters, mauled by fortune, that I would set my life on any chance to mend it or to help end it.
Both of you know Banquo is your enemy.
True, my lord.
So is he mine, and in such bloody discord that every minute of his being thrusts against all that lets me live. And though I could, with barefaced power, crush him into dust, and with my crown assert it, yet I must not. For certain friends that are both his and mine, whose loves I may not drop, will mourn his fall, who I myself struck down. So here is why I am making love to your assistance, masking the business from the public eye, for sundry weighty reasons.
We shall, my lord, perform what you command us.
Though alive,
your bravery shines through you. Within this hour, at most, I will advise you where to plant yourselves, acquaint you with the perfect place to spy the perfect moment. For it must be done tonight, and some ways from the palace. Keep in mind that I must keep clear from blame, and with him, to leave no trace nor botches in the work. Fleance, his son, that keeps him company, whose absence is as important to us as is his father's, must embrace the fate of that dark hour. Go now. Resolve yourselves. I'll come to you soon.
We are resolved, my lord.
I'll call on you shortly. Go wait inside. It is concluded. Banquo, thy soul's flight, if it find heaven, must find it out tonight.
Is Banquo gone from court?
Aye, madam, but returns again tonight.
Oh, say to the king I await him when he pleases for a few words.
Madam, I will.
The Play On podcast series, Macbeth, was translated into modern English verse by Migdalia Cruz and directed by Edward Torres. Episode scripts were adapted and produced by Catherine Eaton. Sound design, mix engineering, and original music composition by David Molina. Sound engineer, Daniel Ben-Shimon. Executive producer, Michael Goodfriend. Senior producer, Miriam Lauba. Managing producer, Robert Capadona. Coordinating producer, Taylor Bailey. Casting by the Telsey office, Karen Castle, CSA, and Ada Karamanian. The cast is as follows. Armando Riesco as Macbeth. Zabrina Guevara as Lady Macbeth. Chinaza Uche as Macduff. Jordan Barbour as Banquo, Bernard White as Duncan, Daniel Jose Molina as Malcolm, Flor Delis Perez as Lady Macduff, Barzan Akavan as Ross and the Porter, Annie Henk as Lennox, Elijah Goodfriend as Macduff's son, featuring Manila Luzon, Monet Exchange, and Miss Peppermint as the witches. Also featuring David Watson on the bagpipes. Voice and text coach, Rebecca Clark Carey. Equipment and recording engineer, Tommy Freed. Sound effects assistant, Ben Welty. Production assistant, Benjamin Goodfriend. The Senior Manager of Business Operations and Partnerships at Next Chapter Podcasts is Sally Cade Holmes. The Play On podcast series Macbeth is produced by Next Chapter Podcasts and is made possible by the generous support of the HITS Foundation. Visit playonpodcasts.com for more about the Play On podcast series. Visit playonshakespeare.org for more about Play On Shakespeare. Hear more about the Play On Shakespeare podcast series by listening to bonus content at playonpodcasts.com, where you'll find interviews with the artists, producers, and engineers who brought it all to life. And don't forget to wash your hands.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Next Chapter Podcasts.